Okay, that was, I think, Oscar Peterson, especially for Will listening out there. Hi, Mr. Keyboard Man.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, Tom. Well, what's it like playing alto sax again after all these years?
Very enjoyable, very enjoyable. It's surprising what you remember. It's also a little humbling what you forget. It's a little humbling also to listen to the guys who are so good these days with the high note acrobatics.
Yeah.
And trying to emulate them, but it's all good fun. It started when I was walking up Church Street in Parramatta and I saw a rather battered instrument secondhand for about $300. I thought, well, that can't possibly work, I don't think, for $300, but if I can play a sort of a tune on it, I'll get it.
Mm.
Just for the hell of it, and I did, and that was it, I suppose. That was about a little over 12 months ago, and since then I've bought another instrument, and I'm quite enjoying it.
That's good. Yeah. I was wondering about that high note business. You know how they do that, don't you?
Oh, give me the clues, Bill. I'd love to know.
They just bite and control the squeal.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, I've got the sore lips, but I think I'm going wrong somewhere else along the line.
Yeah, well, the next track is, and I've forgotten what that is, Paul. Tell us what it is.
It's actually, let's see, track 11, which is Cheesecake.
Cheesecake. This is the long one.
Yes, it is, actually.
Yes.
13
right.
minutes and 30 seconds, actually.
Yeah, we can do some all sorts of experiments while this is going on.
Yeah, we'll be trying some things, so if there's some crosstalk. Okay, we'll just spin into it now. That was a nice long track. That particular track was called Cheesecake. Okay, now we're going to try an extra special experiment. We have Tom and Bill in here. Tom on the alto sax, Bill on the trombone, live here in the studio. And we're just going to try a little experiment. We'll start right now. And here we go.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Yes, and you're on Swar FM. Time now is 9:34, and what you've just heard, well, we'll let the guys explain it.
What's to explain, Tom? Traumatic, isn't it?
Yes, it was enjoyable. That was to use that phrase again.
Yeah, it was good fun.
Yes.
I hope all you people out there enjoyed it as much as we did.
Yes.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
I'd like to introduce another pianist now, one of my favourite pianists, although most of the stuff that I heard George Shearing playing was sort of uber stuff, you know. He came up through the bebop era, and he was an Englishman, born in England, went over to America and Canada and lived there for the rest of his life. He's also blind, has been since birth, and I did hear a while ago that, I think I might have said this on the previous program, that he had at one time been offered some partial sight to be given back to him, but he said that he'd built himself a world that he didn't want to destroy, so he didn't want his sight back. And when you hear him playing piano, well, you'll understand why. This song's called
Sorry Wrong Rumba, I believe.
Sorry Wrong Rumba.
You're listening to a program of music for band here on your classical radio station, and if I can't quadruple your music, forget it. And on tonight's program, we'll start off with an overture from Paganini, in which he'll tickle our eardrums with the art of noise. Paganini and I went to school together, and because I'm such a good conductor and music composer, I thought I'd write a beautiful piece for him. Here it is. Take it away, Pegsy. Well, I don't know exactly what happened to the rest of that, but my mother must have called me to polish her Porsche, so I didn't have time to finish it. A very talented man on the beautiful, lustrous trilateral bar. And for all you peasants out there, the triangle. Well, next up on the band program for rich people, a very talented woman living in the Kajamata Desert will entertain me, and hopefully you, with her maracas, which she successfully composed at the age of 3. It's called I Can Only Play One Note.
Another aspect of community radio is the coverage of local issues, current affairs and news. Swire FM made no attempt to provide hourly news coverage, as this service is already provided for by local commercial stations. There were, however, several current affairs programs presented by volunteers, such as this sample by Rogue Coronies.
Yes, and that's Angelique Kidjo, who was recently in Sydney with Wewe. And you're listening to Grapevine until 8 o'clock. I'm Ro Coronius, and we're having a chat this evening with Sue Tiffin, who's one of the members of the editorial collective from Refractory Girl. And just to... Good evening, Sue.
Good evening.
Hi. Just to fill in some of our audience about the actual journal, a lot of people would not have heard of Refractory Girl, but it has to be said, it's the oldest feminist journal in Australia, isn't it?
It is. It started in late 1972 when a group of feminists who were largely students, postgraduates, got together in Sydney to put out the first issue. And among the sort of the women who were involved at that time were people like Anne Summers, who was then a student and working on the very earliest drafts of Damn Whores.
Right. So it was actually quite a turbulent time, and certainly a turbulent time in feminist movement in Australia.
It was, and there had been magazines before. Me Jane was a very early newspaper that feminists were putting out. But it was the first time to try and get a regular journal, which would canvass a whole range of issues relative to women.
And it's true, a lot of the issues that are discussed within the journal over the years have dealt with things such as childcare, equal opportunity in work, women in film. You'll probably be able to fill me in on a lot more topics, but certainly has enjoyed a critical success.
Yes, it, I guess it has tried to target a fairly wide audience, not only women who are working in, say, the public sector or as teachers or as academics, but women in sort of rural communities for whom it's a link to the feminist movement around Australia.
Another community news and information program which was very popular was presented by Susan Cooper. This single mum with two kids heard sections of Swar FM's first test in January. Bursting with enthusiasm for what community radio could do in her hometown, she became involved as a programmer. With absolutely no previous experience, she assembled a small army of community group representatives and presented a program called Living in Our Community with Susan. It was an overwhelming success.
Good afternoon, you're with Susan Cooper, and my program this afternoon is called Living in Our Community. I'd like to introduce or get my guests to introduce themselves. First of all, we had...
Hello, I'm Jenny Slee. I'm a social worker and I work at the Polyclinic that you might know as Mount Druitt Community Health Centre. I'm here to talk about various groups that the Polyclinic run on parenting, also a women's support group for victims of domestic violence. But I'm wearing another hat as well, Sue. I'm going to talk about COGS, which stands for the Companions Offering Grief Support, which is a voluntary bereavement support service. It's based at Emmerton, but serves the whole of this local government area of Blacktown.
Thank you.
I'm Valerie Franzen. I'm the coordinator of the Bidwell Community Support Service. We are located in Bidwell, just in the Uniting Church Centre alongside Bidwell Shops. I actually live in Bidwell as well as work in Bidwell, and I think Bidwell is a great place.
Thank you.
I'm Trish Martin. I'm from the Women's Activities and Self-Help House, also in Bidwell, Myrtus Crescent, commonly known as the Wash House. I'm here primarily to tell you about our service, but to also talk about any issues that affect women.
I'm Lorraine Fursey, and I'm also a representative of the Wash House, and I've also lived in Mount Druitt for 21 years.
I'm Amanda Foster. I work at Yawarra Childcare Centre, which is at Bidwell, and it's located behind the Bidwell Shops. I have worked in Bidwell itself for 4 years, and I find it a very nice spot.
Thank you, Sue, for inviting me up here to SWR-FM radio today. I am also with Amanda from Yawarra Childcare Centre in Bidwell, and this is a service that we're providing in Bidwell, and we're very happy to be here today.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. I think we'll go to our first song, Wild West End by Dire Straits. I hope you will enjoy it.
For girls from 11 to 16.
Uh-huh.
So there'll be lots of groups, excursions, counselling, after school stuff particularly.
Uh-huh.
And that's something that we'd really like people to be aware of. The person who will be running these groups is Aboriginal.
Yes.
And perhaps if you're interested in that, you can ring up, or if anybody in the community is interested in that, they can ring up and inquire about it.
Yes.
So... Is there anything else you'd like to say, Trish?
No, I think that's just about covered a lot. I mean, we've got lots of things that we could continue to talk about, but I'm aware that you're running out of time.
Yes.
So maybe I could just mention the song that we've actually chosen to come on with great difficulty is An Oldie and a Goldie.
Thanks to Paul, we got it.
Yes, that's right. It's called Dying Woman, and you'll all remember it when you hear it by Helen Reddy. But it just actually, we couldn't settle for anything else. We had to have this one. And so the radio station has been very good and gone out of the way to get it for us. But
as they always do.
That's right. But there's so much about how I feel, how we feel, the Wash House feel about women.
Uh-huh. Okay, we'll go to a song.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend. 'Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Whoa, yes, I am wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained.
YFM's test broadcast also offered a channel of communication to the local religious and church groups. Some had no previous experience, while others like Fusion's Captain Midnight Show drew experience from extensive involvement in other stations.
And that was That's What Love Is For from Amy Grant. And it's time now to hear about Michael Jackson again. I don't know if you remember the Jackson 5, Jeff, but it was apparent even in those early days that Michael had some special talents. And although he was only tiny, he had already astonished other artists by the way he could mimic greats like James Brown and Stevie Wonder. And by the time he was 5, he was convinced he'd been given a special gift by God to entertain. When Quincy Jones started working with him on Off the Wall, he found that Jackson was quick to pick up on things. As a kid, Michael used to astonish producers by being able to memorise 3 new songs within an hour, which is pretty good, I reckon. The session players soon knew how to read his desires too. One of them said, "I learnt very early that if he didn't start dancing while I was playing, then it wasn't working. When the groove is right, Michael can't control himself. He can't stop moving. He just slides across the floor." And Paul McCartney recalls writing "The Girl Is Mine" with Jackson and thinking that the song was shallow. But Jackson said he was going for rhythm and for feel. And he was right, recalls McCartney. It's not the lyrics that are important on this particular song. It's much more the noise, the performance, my voice and his voice. So it sounds like he certainly knew what he was talking about. Michael Jackson obviously had some special gifts. And I reckon everyone has some special gifts. Mightn't be with writing music or singing, but you might be specially skilled at helping people feel at ease in new situations or giving a friend a hand when they need it. Not everyone's good at those things, but it might be worth having a think about what you're good at. We're going to have a listen to Black or White now, and if you've seen the video clip, you'll notice how creative it is, and I think lots of people must have used their special gifts to put that together. So here it is, Black or White.
Other presenters were Sylvia and Kenny Gannon, a pair of pastors from a Rudy Hill church who provided over 7 hours of programming.
Yes, Jesus Christ is the Lord of all, and gives us great joy to proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord of all the earth. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. The whole of creation is indeed held together by the Lord of all. God is the original creator of all matter and spirit, and without him there would be nothing. In presenting today a continuation of the hidden dangers of the occult, I would like to start with a scripture from Joshua 24:15. For long ago, Joshua challenged God's holy people by saying, "Choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served, which were on the other side of the flood, or the Lord of Lords." What he said.
Swire FM, and that was of course Sweet with Love Is Like Oxygen. Yes, well, we won't go into the lyrics of that song. However, it's a song that I've wanted to grab for a long time, and I suddenly discovered that it was on one of the records which Susan Cooper had donated to the station, and I was very delighted with that, so it was the first one I wanted to play. Okay, well, we'll get back now to Michelle and Sylvia, and they'll be talking more about just life in just someone who has lived out here amongst us for all this time.
Thank you, Paul. Right, now, just to recap a little bit, Michelle is a local girl who has in the past been all the way to Spain as a missionary. Michelle, when did you actually go to Spain?
I went to Spain in 1988 after the 2 years at Bible College in Tasmania. That was in 1984-85. I was at Bible College. I came back and spent a year at the church in a pastoral role. I guess you could say that was a time for maturity to take place as well, and to just look at what had happened in my life during the 2 years at Bible College. That was a very deep experience, to say the least. A lot of things had changed in my life, and my focus was more on the future and what I...
Swire FM as a community broadcaster is dedicated to providing maximum access to its surrounding community. As a consequence, a bands day was arranged for Saturday the 23rd of May. Four local bands were invited to broadcast, live and direct to air. The variety included jazz, soul, blues and gospel music, drawing on a very wide number of local bands waiting for a break on air. As can be imagined, getting all that sound up the stick in a quality mix live to air was no easy task. All the equipment used was loaned, and all technical personnel were volunteers. Our audio technician, Paul Matthews, explains.
Swire FM's temporary studios are located beside a little-used church hall. This hall was used to house each of the four bands in turn. A second studio in a distant room on the same property was set up and linked to our main studio. This provided program material during subsequent band setups and pack-ups, and during sound checks. A 20-channel Jans mixing desk was set up in the main studio and linked to the hall via multi-core cables. Monitor speakers were provided for the bands to hear their own sound. A feed from each instrument was then taken through to this mixer via the multi-core. This mixer in turn fed the main studio console along with the signal from Studio 2. A final production officer then arranged these signals direct to air when required, adding any necessary station announcements. Each band arrived in turn and set up on stage in their standard formation. The band was then mic'd, two sound checks were quickly made. Finally, the band were then cued to go live to air.
Presented here now is a short compilation outlining how each band sounded to our listeners. First bits and pieces, then livestock, then St. Mary's Christian Life Centre Band, and finally Blue Soul.
We'll be right back. Prophet's Curve with Fait Accompli. You're on SWR 88.3. The time is midday exactly, and we're just going to cross live now to our third studio to Bits and Pieces. Go for it, guys.
Live music, and that was Livestock. A bit more now. Time is 2:32, and you're on Swire FM.
That's WR here at 88.3 FM. We're Livestock. We're playing around Mount Druitt and Blacktown areas. If you'd like to call down, we'll be glad to see your faces. We got a song here. By a man who was great, and Mr. Jimi Hendrix, called Come On. People talking, but they just don't know what's in my heart and why I love you so. I love you better like a minor love go. Come on, sugar, let the good times roll. Come on, baby. Come on, darling, let the good times roll. Come on and soothe my soul here. Yeah. Yeah. People live and make believe. They keep a lot of dirt up their sleeve. My love for you ain't the kind of fool. Come on, baby, let the good times roll. Come on, baby. Come on, darling, let the good times roll. Come on and soothe my soul here. Yeah.
Listening to Swire FM, test broadcasting on 88.3 megahertz, and today is our band's day, as you may well already have known, and we've now got another band up in the hall ready to play for you. This particular band is from the Christian Life Centre in St Mary's. The Christian Life Centre meet in St Mary's High School auditorium at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. every Sunday, so if you want to roll down there and hear the band after you've heard them today, that's where you can pick them up. Alternatively, you can phone our studios 8321522 after they finish playing today, and I'm sure you'll be able to talk to a couple of them there. So we'll now cross live to the Christian Life Centre St Mary's band.
I'd just like to say as Paul mentioned, we're from Christian Life Centre St Mary's, and we're here because we love Jesus. So hello, amen, everybody, and we're just going to sing a few songs for you.
Want the people to know that he saved my soul, but I still like to listen to the radio. It's that rock and roll's wrong, and give me one more chance. I feel so good, I gotta get out. Hey, I know it's right, I know it's wrong, I don't confuse it. But all I'm really trying to say is, why should the devil have all the good music? I feel good every day, yeah. Cause Jesus is a rock and a roll my blues away. Oh yes he does. They say to cut my hair, they're driving me insane. I'm growing it out long to make room for my brain. But sometimes people don't understand what a good boy is doing in a rock and roll. Hey, there's nothing wrong with playing blues licks. Yeah. Well, if you got a reason, tell it to my face. Well, why should the devil have all the good music? There's nothing wrong with what we play, yeah. Cause Jesus is a rock and a roll my blues away. Hey, I ain't knocking the hymns, just give me a song that's got a beat. I ain't knocking the hymns, just give me a song to move my feet. Told the truth and Jesus showed the way. There's one more thing I like to say, yeah. Nailed him to the cross and they laid him in the ground.
They should have known they couldn't keep a good man alive. Oh, I do good every day, yeah. All I want to know from all of you is, why should the devil have all the good music? Rockin' and roll my groove. Jesus is a rockin' and roll my groove. Jesus is a rockin' and roll my groove away. Oh yeah.
Woo. Woo. Oh yeah.
Go on, Nick.
Here's a song recorded by a guy called MC Hammer here some time ago. A song called Pray.
Night, you there?
Yes, mate, I'm here. SWRFM, good evening. Time is 7:30, and now we cross live into our Studio 3 next door as we listen to band Blue Soul. Take it away, guys.
Good evening. It's a pleasure to be back. We're Blue Soul. We'd like to do a few songs for you. Here we go. One, two... 1, 2, 3, 4! First I got on a city bus in town on a vacant seat. I thought I saw my future bride walking up the street. I shouted to the driver, hey conductor, you must slow down. I think I see a police. Let me off the bus on it.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us here at SWR FM 88.3 on the FM dial. We're coming at you live from the Homebush Sports Centre. This is our first outside broadcast of sports, so we hope you enjoy it. We're going to have a go at it. We've never done this before, and you've probably never listened to us before. I'm Dave Clifton. I'll be hosting it along with Dave Armstrong to my left here.
G'day.
He's with it. Sorry about the Rocky theme on drugs. We all know about that. Tonight we've got at 6 o'clock the Penrith Panthers women's A-grade team playing the Bankstown Bruins. And at about 7.45 we've got the Penrith men's game playing against the Sydney Sonics.
Both big, exciting games, Dave.
They're huge. Actually, something that our listeners may not know is most of the players in this team, or in these teams, also play in the NBL. This is like their secondary competition, if you want to call it something, but when they're not playing NBL, they're playing in this comp. So we're going to see some pretty good players here tonight. Introduce the Penrith Panthers women's team. Number 4, Karen Aylett, is the guard. Number 5, Cherie Hodson, is the forward. Number 6, Lisa Patrick, not the TV star, is the guard and forward. Number 7 is Marianne Davis, the guard. Number 9, Catherine...
Swire FM's second test broadcast was a major event which saw the involvement of 68 new people in the station, proving that the community of Mount Druitt, Blacktown and St Mary's feel it's time for a full-time service in this area. The success of 9 days of broadcasting can only be due to the dedication and work put in by so many people. There are many other aspects of this landmark broadcast which we simply cannot fit onto a summary tape such as this. In finishing, we will leave you, the listener, with a summary of
Well, as far as this test broadcast,
we can unplug them from that.
Well, as far as this test broadcast is concerned, we've now finished. It is exactly midnight, and we start with this song that we started, and we personally feel that this is the most appropriate song at the moment. Because, sorry, just do it. This is right here.
Goodbye.
This is right now. This is SWRFM. And goodbye.
Love you.
Swire FM.
You're listening to Swire FM.
To Swire FM.
This CD here. And now we are live.
WRFM and
SWRFM with the
time. SWRFM 88.3.
SWRFM.
You're on SWRFM 88.
And now you're on SWRFM with.
Yeah. We should have just let it ring out.
What's WRFM?
It's WRFM. It's
WR here, 88.3 FM.
Broadcasting on 88.3 in stereo. Ken is making me my coffee. Great, I just need it.
Good morning. My name is Bradley Primer. I'm one of the new people here broadcasting.
Good morning. You're listening to Swire FM in stereo, and this is our second test broadcast.
SWR FM Community Radio.